Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball towards center. Pinson catches it and throws to first to double up Marshall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Casco moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones scores. Casco moves to third. Temple moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casco scores. Temple moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren pinch hits for John Buzzard. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-2 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Dale Long pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields the ball and throws to Elston covering. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires to first and has Robinson trapped. There's the throw to Banks who tags Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up towards third. Dark catches it and throws to first to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Don Elston. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.